The Environmental Protection Agency takes a stand in the ongoing debate around carbon emissions.
See? They're fine.
Hear what else the head of the EPA was able to hack up. And later, it's a luxury usually reserved for the most wealthy among us. We'll take you inside what it's like to be on board the world's longest plane crash. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, this is The Topical. I'm Leslie Price, and I've got so much damn news. Hell, I got news you haven't even heard of yet. Stay with us. The EPA took a stand today in the ongoing debate around carbon emissions and their effect on global warming. The scientific community has long been in consensus that our carbon footprint does have a negative effect on climate change, but some, like EPA head Andrew Wheeler, claim carbon emissions are not as dangerous as we think, and today he attempted to prove that assertion by inhaling directly from the tailpipe of a truck.
Carbon emissions simply are not as dangerous as you all think they are. Fire it up, Rodney. And to prove it, once and for all, I personally will be sucking in on some of this sweet, thick, American-made exhaust.
Joining us now in the studio is our senior environmental correspondent, Rebecca Neal. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello.
So the EPA seems pretty adamant on their stance here.
No question, Wheeler was steadfast today as he conducted the demonstration and put his mouth over the exhaust pipe of an idling Jeep Grand Cherokee. And he insisted the carbon siphoning down his throat was doing him no harm.
Nah, I've breathed in from a truck's tailpipe many times in my life, and look at me. Sure goes down smooth. What American doesn't love the taste of...
Well, he certainly seems to be enjoying it. But what about recent studies that say otherwise, that carbon is warming the planet and is very damaging to a man's respiratory system?
Yeah, Wheeler addressed that, calling the science, quote, incomplete, as thick teardrops of blood began to run from the corners of his eyes and down his face. And he stated unequivocally that he believes the benefits of carbon greatly outweigh any potential risks.
Oh, Christ. I'm fine. Rev it again, I'm loving it. Oh God, I'm gonna throw up.
And vomit he did, mostly blood and bile.
Ooh.
Shortly after, Mr. Wheeler was taken by the EMTs to a nearby hospital. As he was wheeled into the ER, he was heard saying, quote, "Oh God, I'm going to die. This is the worst pain I've ever felt. I'm going to die.
A cautionary tale for all of us, Rebecca. Thank you.
Wait, don't you want to know if he died?
I said thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you, Leslie.
Well, the news can feel pretty bleak and chaotic these days, so it's always helpful to step back and remember that there are people and organizations out there that are consistently trying to do good. One of those organizations is the Make a Reasonable Request Foundation. OPR's Jenna Resnick went to their offices to learn more about the people who help sick children's most feasible wishes come true.
I want to ride in a helicopter.
Wow, that's amazing. But what about riding in a car?
I don't know.
You know, he really loves helicopters.
Okay, amazing. But is there anything else you want to ride in, Jaden?
That was a staffer from the Make a Reasonable Request Foundation meeting with a boy named Jaden in his hospital room. There's no doubt you're familiar with them. From getting a terminally ill 10-year-old decent tickets to a Minnesota Timberwolves game, to making it possible for a little girl with leukemia to go to a moderately priced Italian restaurant, the organization has been turning the practical hopes of sick children into reality since 1985.
Our motto here is, we'll see what we can do. And those are words we really live by. As long as they're pretty easily doable and won't break the bank, we try to help those dreams come true.
That is Make a Reasonable Request CEO Tom Jamieson. I'm here at the company's headquarters in Frederick, Maryland.
It's the children that make the requests memorable. I mean, just last year we had this little girl, Emma, and she loved Captain America. He's her favorite. And her excitement was infectious, so we really wanted to go all out. And after spending, I don't know, maybe a day and a half looking into it, we found this guy who went to high school with Chris Evans. And it was a bit much to fly him out, but we were able to get him to FaceTime with her for a couple of minutes. And he was able to tell her about how he and Chris were sort of friends of friends and even had a couple of classes together. You could tell it really meant a lot to her.
The Emma Tom is talking about here is an 8-year-old with a rare blood disorder living in Florida. I was able to connect with her mom over the phone.
Emma still talks about it. I think his name was Mark. He seemed nice.
So how does it all work? During my time at their offices, I met a number of staffers, or feasibility coordinators, as they're called. Tom walked me through their process.
So it's always best when the kid comes in with a reasonable request, like if they tell us in their first meeting that they want to see a movie that's currently playing at a theater near their hospital, or they've always dreamed of meeting a lawyer. Those are the best.
My name is Ava, and I just want to pet a dog.
My name is Liam, and my dream is I want to go bowling for a whole hour.
But it doesn't always happen that way?
It doesn't. Sometimes it's a little bit lofty and we need to scale things back. Like recently I worked with this little boy, David, tragic case, leukemia. He asked for 3 tickets backstage to an Elton John concert for him and his parents. We couldn't do that, but we could get him 2 tickets on a bus from Houston to Dallas. I think he really liked that.
That sounds reasonable.
It was. He went with his mom. It was one way, so they had to pay their way back, but still.
The foundation has 25 local chapters around the country and gets thousands of referrals year-round. If the child in question is close enough to one of their offices so that it won't be a huge hassle or travel thing, they'll arrange a meeting to determine if the request is a good fit. While I was in town, a feasibility coordinator named Emily was scheduled to have one of those meetings. With their permission, I tagged along.
Okay, amazing. But is there anything else you want to ride in, Jaden?
Aw, hot air balloon.
Okay, no. Let's kind of scale things back a little and start from scratch. Maybe you could go for a nice walk.
After a little more back and forth, Emily agreed to buy Jaden 2 different books about helicopters, both paperback. In keeping with the foundation's noble mission, it was a workable compromise. For Onion Public Radio, I'm Jenna Resnick.
Thanks for that, Jenna. They do great work over there. If you know a child with a terminal illness who has modest and affordable dreams, you can refer them through the Make a Reasonable Request Foundation's website.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
I've got an angel on one shoulder saying, tell them everything they need to know today, and a devil on the other saying, keep all the news for myself. Lucky for you, I'm always on the side of good. Here's what else you need to know today. Presidential candidate Andrew Yang promised that if he's elected, one lucky voter will be smacked across the face with a thick wad of bills. Under his new proposal, some voters may even qualify to be slapped with a stack full of cash up to 1,000 times. A new fitness tracker monitors the amount of exercise users watch on TV. It's called the Fitbit Teleview Alta, and health experts are recommending it because, well, at least it's something. And scientists believe that declining bee reproduction could be linked to the bee population's increased consumption of bee pornography. And if you ask me, that's just gross. Well, that's it for today's episode of The Topical, but that doesn't mean that's all the news that's happening. Plenty of other news is also happening, and some of it might even be happening right now. Chances are we'll talk about that news tomorrow. See you then.